What is a 21st century library?
Well, libraries are constantly changing these days. There has never been a period of greater change in the publishing industry and in the library industry than really right now, and particularly over the last decade. So I think a number of libraries across the country are sort of redefining for their communities what a library is. And we have taken a fair amount of time over the last several years to really look at that. A 21st century library is different in the resources that it provides. It's different in how we provide those resources. And it's very different in the spaces that are available for our public to use there.
So can you go into more specifics about those differences?
So a metaphor I like to use for what the new library is versus the old model is the old model of a library used to be like a supermarket. You'd go in, items are prepackaged for consumption. You go in, get it off the shelf, you take it home. In the new library model, it's more like a kitchen where you go in with other chef patrons and you can we provide the ingredients. You create something. You can experiment with others and then share that with others. So with the new 21C, Library 21C, you might go in and use a 3D printer. You might have an idea for something you want to create. You go in and you could take a class on using the 3D printer. You could print it out. You might be interested in creating a podcast. You could go in, take a course on it, get help from an instructor or librarian there, learn how to create a podcast, create a video, that kind of thing. It's all about content creation.
There's going to be a makerspace there at the library. What is a makerspace? For those who aren't familiar.
Well, there are actually two makerspaces.
Oh, okay.
And we kind of refer to them as a clean makerspace and a messy makerspace. So the messy makerspace is more tools, power cords, sewing machines. The activities within that space will range from sewing and creating those kinds of things, art, perhaps, creating art there. But also with the 3D printers, we have a laser cutter. So there will be tools and equipment for people to use there. The clean makerspace is a little bit more oriented toward technology, toward brainstorming and problem-solving space.
As well as learning the types of creative activities that won't make a mess, I guess. We've got the messy makerspace at an outside window. So, if you're creating dust or fumes, you can easily ventilate it. And the other makerspace is more well suited to types of activities that won't create that kind of mess.
What about traditional library services, books, magazines, DVDs, CDs, access generally to printed and physical types of publications and things?
Okay, first of all, I'd like to thank you for asking that question because I think sometimes the impression is that we're doing away with all of that and we're moving toward this new electronic virtual model, but we're doing both. We are maintaining both worlds of library service. So you will still see a large library print collection in this library, both children's materials as well as for adults, but also we will continue moving forward and providing electronic materials. I was telling Travis just as we came in that there is a new Pew Internet study that shows that 50% of the population have either a tablet or an e-reader on which they download things and read. And that percentage is increasing really pretty dramatically over the years. So we'll continue to move in that direction and provide those resources, but we also still have a population in the community that reads print resources as well, and those will remain.
Talk about the building itself. It's what was it? What's gone into converting it? What other spaces other than the maker spaces will be there that are not traditionally found in libraries?
We are very proud of the fact that we've reused a facility that was vacant for 9 years before we purchased it. So it had been built originally in the mid-1980s as Brown Disc Manufacturing. Then it became an MCI call center. When MCI left, they left the building and most of the furnishings in it. So we purchased it in a really good commercial real estate market time, got it for a very reduced cost, and we have reused as many of the furnishings, tables, chairs, conference tables, whiteboards, etc., as possible in that facility. We were also very fortunate that it is a it's a very open environment with lots of natural light coming in there, gorgeous views out to the mountains. So we couldn't have asked for a better building to work with to form into a public library.
And I've been out there a couple of times. It's been a while, but since it was purchased, and it is, the views are incredible in that big open courtyard right when you come in.
Yes.
And there will be a cafe there, is that right? As well as some children's areas and things like that?
That's right. We have Her Story Cafe and Catering in town is going to have a location there, so we're really excited about that. You know, they have a theme that involves women's history, and we even have our special collections department now in contact with them, hoping to put up photos from our photo collection, you know, up on the wall in there. So I think it's going to look really nice when it's done. They also have a great big children's section, a big story room, lots of cool things in there. T. Rowe Price gave us a grant for some interactive gaming stations and also some tables in there. And we also have a family place library, which involves teaching parents and kids together about early literacy skills.
Talk about the business incubation space.
Sure. That's really exciting. I believe we have 6 meeting rooms along in the business incubation space, and they're all really nice meeting room spaces, huge whiteboards. And I think 3 of the rooms we have something called Mondo Pads, which are like giant iPhones on the wall. They're hooked up to the internet. You can write on them like a whiteboard, but you can also video chat with them. You can, I don't know, it's fun just to pull up Google Earth and, you know, spin the globe on the thing. It really is pretty neat. But it's the kind of technology that, you know, if you're an entrepreneur or you're a small business owner, you can come in, you could schedule a meeting with someone to meet in this facility. You could, you know, chat with someone at a different location with your team there at the library. And you can do that now as a for-profit business, which is a change in our model from what we've previously done.
And I presume nonprofits can use it as well.
Yes.
What are you anticipating in terms of numbers when you open the doors?
That's a great question, and we're not sure. We hope to see thousands through the door on opening day, even, which, by the way, is June 21st.
Right.
21st Century Library opens on June 21st.
On the solstice. Excellent. Paula Miller and Travis Duncan, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Noel.
Thank you.